Nigeria's Fela Kuti created Afrobeat in the 70s, a funky, brassy, fiercely political music that earned a worldwide following. Fela Kuti died in 1997. Two of his sons, the oldest and the youngest, have carried on his musical tradition. Both Femi and Seyun Kuti have a new album out, and reviewer Banning Air says they strike their own balances between expressing themselves and honoring their father's Afrobeat tradition.
Start with Femi, Fela's oldest son, 48 years old and leader of his own band, Positive Force, since the late 80s. Femi comes out charging on his new release, Africa for Africa. Check out the ferocity of the Positive Force brass section. Femi started out playing sax in his dad's band, Egypt 80. His break to start Positive Force was an act of rebellion. Femi rejected Fela's leisurely 20-minute songs in favor of short, sharp arrangements. He's experimented with rap, rock, and pop elements in his sound. But Femi has always embraced Afrobeat's one non-negotiable feature, its message, an unvarnished critique of corrupt African leaders.
Nobody thank you to be president.
The 14 songs on Femi's album are bracingly efficient and relentless in their call for Africans to reject failed leaders and find African solutions to their problems.
Make we remember the things Fela talk you.
Oh, Fela
talk. Make we remember the things Kwame Nkrumah talk you.
Oh, Kwame Nkrumah talk.
Make we remember the things Marcus Garvey talk you.
Oh, Marcus Garvey talk.
Make we remember the things Lumumba talk you.
Oh,
Africa for Africa is a tsunami of surging organs, spitfire volleys of brass, and righteous rhetoric from Fela's firstborn. When it comes to Seyun, Fela's youngest son, the mood is decidedly different. Twenty years Femi's junior, Seyun was just a kid when Fela died, yet he wound up leading his father's old band, Egypt 80. This CD, From Africa with Fury, Rise, is just Seyun's second release, but the experience of these veteran musicians and co-production from Brian Eno make for exquisitely deep grooves, as trenchant and funky as Fela's own. And the message? Well, as I said, that is non-negotiable.
I say African soldiers, them not the handover. Now I fight them this step to drop the uniform. Go for Agada, so take cover them boots. Yeah.
When Fela lampooned African soldiers in the 1976 song Zombie, he suffered a brutal military attack on his family compound. Neither Femi nor Seyun is likely to be tested so harshly. Seyun, in particular, exudes the cocky confidence of invulnerable youth.
When you walk out, my brother, you must look to your back. When you walk out, my sister.
Like their father, neither Femi nor Seyun is a star-quality singer. But where Femi sometimes strains, Seyun proves better at working within his vocal limitations. Listen to the way he emphasizes rhythm over range, like a good rapper.
For hundreds of years, I slave life and day. They work for people every day, no money. Let us teach no freedom, no respect at all.
With few fewer and longer songs, Sheun's CD may not match the breathless fury of Femi's, but its majestic groove and flamboyant lead vocals make it easily as satisfying. Whichever Kuti son you favor, both deserve credit for helping to make Afrobeat a genre for the ages. The Kutis today are unique, an African music dynasty whose spirit and mission can be summed up in the words tattooed on Sheun's back. Fela lives.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Femi Kuti's Africa for Africa and Sheun Kuti's From Africa with Fury Rise. Our program is directed by Jonathan Baer, edited by Allison McAdam and Julia Buckley, and produced by Brendan Banaszak. The technical director is Peter Alina. The engineering supervisor is Mitch Eaton. Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Justine Kennan, Rob Ballinger, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, Carol Klinger, and Theo Balcom. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Alyssa Block. And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.